On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, school's out for summer. That always signals a boatload of new releases as groups ready products for sale during their busy and hopefully financially lucrative festival season. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have tasty, just off the presses, hot, hard, and driving tunes from New Blue, Southern Raised, Iron Horse, and the Kruger Brothers. Coming up this School's Out for Summer, School's Out with Fever, School's Out Completely edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll embark on our new bluegrassical voyage with a number from a Shot From Guns quintet from Philadelphia who like to put the dance back into bluegrass. This is Man About a Horse with Lay My Head Down and Cry from their self-titled debut.
My head down, my head down and cry. I lay my head down and cry. I lay my head down and cry. I lay my head down and cry. Well, you left me alone. You left me to die. Yeah, you left me. You left me to die. Now I know gone, but you never told me why. Why you left me? You left me to die. I lay my head down, my head down and cry. I love your disguise. Now you've broken my heart, and you brought tears to my eyes. You brought tears to my eyes. I lay my head down, my head down. Gonna see through your lies. When that day arrives, he's gonna say his goodbyes. So don't be surprised if you lay your head down and cry. Come on, lay my head down and cry. Lay my head down and cry. I lay my head down, my head down and cry.
Man About a Horse with Lay My Head Down and Cry from their self-titled Sparkling debut. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and what promises to be a wild ride through the new Bluegrass CD bins. We've got Lonesome Rivers, Fingerboard Roads, Over Mountain Men, Shady Coves, Jasper Jails, and worse, like a troublemaker. This is New Blue.
So in your face you can't breathe. It's one of those things you can't get out of your head. Running down the hall, mirror shatters on the wall. It's one of those things you can't get out of your head. Let me tell you something, he had it come. Trying to hug her. Yeah, I'm going home to Memphis. I always was a little princess.
Mercy, he could have walked away.
Lindsay, Sarah, Emily, and Matthew, three sisters and a brother, Southern raised, raising more than a few eyebrows with Instead, is waxed on their Another World release. The four string-wielding siblings hail from the Ozarks and have won numerous awards in the gospel realm. American by birth, Southern by the grace of God. And New Blue, all the way from Siler City, North Carolina, was immediately prior with Troublemaker, is heard on their latest, Vagabonds. When you think of a song entitled Lonesome River, you immediately think of the Stanley Brothers tune, I Sit Here Alone on the Banks of the River, the lonesome wind blows, the water rolls high. But this river is so lonesome, it needs more than one song to fully grasp the depth of its forlornness. This is Rob Benzing.
Like a king, I courted her and learned to love her. We were to marry in the spring. Lonesome river, just keep on rolling, keep on rolling down to the sea. Like the wildfire, you are destructive, no matter city, where the light shined down so bright. Her love for me was then forgotten, like a storm on a rainy night. lonesome river, just keep on rolling, keep on rolling down to the sea. Like a wildfire, you are destructive, no matter where your path may be. Like the wildfire, you are destructive, no matter where your path may be, no matter where your path may be.
Rob Benzing, all the way from Maryland, with Lonesome River from his self-titled Pawtuxet outing. We'll let young fiddling phenom Andrew Vokes take us on through our impending break with a masterpiece written by Seattle old-time musician Jerry Canote, who with his brother Greg purveyed some righteous old-time music as the Canote brothers. From Andrew's debut Pawtuxet project, the whimsically entitled Sasquatch with an Alien on Its Head, this is Sadie at the Back Door. Sadie was Jerry's cat. And after I get through seeing a man about a horse, we'll be back with new items from Iron Horse, the Kruger Brothers, and Doug Flowers. Just the other side of our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
We're back with the remarkable Krueger brothers, who have an equally remarkable new project, the Rhone Mountain Suite. Uwe Jens and Joel were commissioned to write music that would honor the region, history, and legacy of Rhone Mountain, located on the North Carolina-Tennessee border. As in previous classically tinged extended works, all the tunes were written by Jens and instrumentally enhanced by the contributions of Chicago's Contras Quartet. From the Rhone Mountain Suite, this is Over Mountain Men. The Krueger Brothers with the Contras Quartet paying tribute to the backwoodsmen of Tennessee, Virginia, and North Carolina who crossed Roan Mountain on their way to whip the bloody British at Kings Mountain on October 7th, 1780. That was Over Mountain Men from the boys' new endeavor, Roan Mountain Suite. Well, we've honored Colonel John Sevier and his brave band of volunteers, so it's only fitting that we honor Nirvana. Nirvana? What you talking about, Willis? This is Iron Horse, bluegrassizing the grunge band's big hit, Come As You Are.
Can move.
Doug Flowers hooking up with his daughter Tabor Flowers with the powerful Mighty to Save, swiped from his favorites recording. And Iron Horse went first with Come As You Are, written by Nirvana's frontman, the late Kurt Cobain, and released as a single in 1992, where it went to number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100. Cobain said the song was about, quote, people and what they're expected to act like, end of quote. The song title adorns a welcome sign to Cobain's hometown of Aberdeen, Washington, in tribute to his many musical contributions. You'll find Iron Horse's version on their new CMH offering, Pickin' on Nirvana. We'll let Casey Campbell escort us through break time with a little bit of Cedar Hill, on which he's joined by the tune's author, David Grisman, on second mandolin. Thank you. Briggs and Jeff Brown, the Little Roy and Lizzie Show, and the Buck and Mules will keep the new musical ball rolling immediately following our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with a group that learned about old-time music the best way by immersing themselves with old-time musicians from Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia, and spending bodacious amounts of time listening to the old 78s of the masters. They've recorded their new release, Smoke Behind the Clouds, in an authentic environment as possible, an old farmhouse near Floyd, Virginia, home of County Sales. These are the Buckin' Mules in Jasper Jail. And
he had hold of it. A 20-year addiction, it choked him like a noose. But I heard that habit break the night Mercy shook it loose.
That's the power, the power in the blood. That's the soul-saving, heart-changing mystery of God's love. No one's ever been too lost to be beyond the cross of Calvary's reach.
That's the power in the blood. When she missed 9 months of class. Now she's 32 and tired of running from her teenage past. Haunted by decisions she thought she had to make. But today she's found forgiveness through the freedom of God's grace.
That's the power in the blood. That's the soul-saving, heart-changing mystery of God's love. No one's ever been too lost to be beyond the cross of Calvary's reach.
That's the power in the blood.
Redeeming love with every drop of love
heals deepest pain. That's the power in the blood. That's the soul-saving, heart-changing mystery of God's love.
No one's ever been too lost to be beyond the cross of Calvary's reach.
That's the power in the blood. That's the power in the blood.
Little Roy Lewis and Lizzie Long, the Little Roy and Lizzie Show, flexing their well-developed gospel muscles on That's the Power in the Blood, which appears on their latest Stowtown recording, Going Home. And the Bucking Mules led things off with Jasper Jail from their Smoke Behind the Clouds release. From the confines of prison to the freedom of the cross, from the penthouse to the outhouse, you're hearing it all. Thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. We're produced by Scott Smith, have playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com, and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. A few weeks ago, we devoted an entire program to the mighty Mountain Man. As with most thematically based programs, there's always more material that you just don't have time to squeeze in. Here's one so good that it should have been squeezed in, but we'll do it now. This is Jeff Brown and Still Lonesome in Soul of a Mountain Man from their Union House release, A Distant Horizon.
Part of me, they're there in my heart and soul, you see. I took them with me where I go. It's the only way in life I know. Most folks think they just don't understand the heart and soul of a mountain man. He live and die with his crown. By amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Life ain't easy on the mountainside. We work hard and have our pride. We always help a friend in need. But you don't want us for it, you know.
Thank you.
I Draw Slow, a Dublin, Ireland-based band specializing in American roots music, singing Apocalypso on their latest Compass venture, Turn Your Face to the Sun. And Jeff Brown and Still Lonesome kick 50 on the front end with Soul of a Mountain Man, as rendered on their Distant Horizon disc. We'll let banjoist Dale Perry wrap up this tour of new bluegrassicality with one of his originals from his all-instrumental foray, Living the Dream. This is not Shady Grove, but Shady Cove. And long live the difference. And on that high, happy, meet the rogue in Shady Cove. Whitewater rafting on the Rogue River or world-class fishing from its banks, you can do it all in Shady Cove, Oregon. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, the beat and the heat go on, with new releases falling like much-needed rain. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll continue our look at what's new in the bins with the latest from Ralph Stanley II, the Lonesome River Band, the Farmhands, and Eddie Raven and Bob Amos on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.